Hi, this is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. This month I've been talking a lot about different aspects of product design. And today, as I mentioned last week, I'm going to talk a bit about Shaper 3D and Procreate. And specifically, I'm going to go through some of the things that you need to do to be able to work with these two programs. I honestly feel like Shaper 3D and Procreate in many ways is like a marriage made in heaven. And I know that I'm very, you know, that I'm maybe over the top on both of them, but I really love how both of them are on the iPad and how I can hold a pencil and do the finishes with a pencil, and I'm not kind of using a mouse to make the shapes or other things. For me, as you know, more as an artist, I really feel like using the pencil for me is a great way for me to be able to do shapes and finishes and apply finishes on an object. It just feels a bit more real to me. You know, maybe some of you others out there are kind of feeling the same way. And so if you're looking for a 3D program, I recommend Shaper 3D. It can be on the computer and it can be on the iPad and it can be also on other tablets too. You can check them out and to see. If you are looking to do product design, you need to really look today at looking at 3D design. 3D design is no doubt the wave of the future. It is the way things are going to continue to go over the next while, that 3D design will continue to be a very important part and aspect of all type of design going forward, especially for product design. You know, Shaper 3D is quite intuitive. It's a great program to use if you're a beginner. It's a great way to learn if you're a beginner. Yes, with any type of program, there is a learning curve and it can be frustrating. Believe me, I know. And especially if you're not super, super tech savvy, it can be difficult because 3D design can be a bit complicated. It can be very difficult to learn. I mean, there's people that spend their whole education learning 3D and CAD, and they take many, many classes on it. So, you know, of course, it is hard to be able to learn and master these things, especially if you're like me and you're learning them on your own and you're learning them on your own time and you're learning through YouTube or tutors or other things like that. But if you take the time to really master them, I promise you that in the long run, it will be worth it, especially if you're a product design or you have a company that deals with product design or you have a company that deals with product. Or if you're, you know, now you're, you know, depending upon designers to do stuff for you and you really want to be able to do some stuff on your own, then, you know, I highly recommend that you look at something like, you know, Shaper 3D. So let me tell you why Shaper 3D for me stood out and why I like Shaper 3D as a program. One is that it's compatible with the iPad. You know, I experimented with very different programs, Blender, Adobe's CAD tools, other programs. But for me, Shaper 3D just stood out for me because it was on the Apple iPad and I used the Apple Pencil and I actually drew on the screen. And I like that feeling of being able to draw onto the screen itself. You know, so that brings me to my next point is the drawing experience on the iPad. To, you know, someone who's an artist who likes art, you know, drawing with a pencil and a pen on an iPad just seemed like the very natural way to draw. I've often said to myself that if, you know, artists like Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci or even Vincent van Gogh had the iPad and had some of these programs, they would be learning them too. Especially I know someone like Leonardo da Vinci would probably be embracing all types of technology because he was a great creator and a great thinker for his time. The other thing is that learning Shaper 3D has a lot of resources. There's a lot of, you know, videos on YouTube. They themselves as a company have put up a lot of different YouTubes. I have, you know, contacted their tech support. Their tech support's been great. They've worked with me. They've helped me. And they have been able to help me to be able to, you know, answer some questions. So I've even had people that have given me some one-on-one training. In the past, I attended webinars that they did. So it's really been a great thing for me to be able to use a program like Shaper 3D. They're really good about helping you with that. If you're going to use Shaper 3D for product design, you really cannot have the free version. You need the pro version. You will need to pay for the program itself and have the pro version. It will just make all the difference in the world. The free version, you can just do a little bit with it. You can't really do enough with it to make it worthwhile for product design. So if you want to take a design and then you want to be able to visualize it onto Procreate, which we use Procreate because we love the fact that Procreate has a lot of brushes. We can put finishes on. We can import photos. We can import materials. We can import other things like that and use them all in Procreate. That's why we love to use Procreate. But in order to do this, you have to use a third program. And this is where things get really, really tricky between using these programs. Using between Shaper 3D and Procreate is not a seamless approach. In fact, using a 3D body with Procreate is not seamless at all. So here's where the really tricky part comes between a program like Shaper 3D and Procreate, is you need to be able to do UV mapping with the program. And in order to do UV mapping means that it divides up all the different parts of the 3D body and puts it onto like a map. In other words, it would be similar to the fact if you were had a pattern to make a dress. The patterns would all be laid out into flat pieces, and then you'd sew them together to make them a dress. So the UV mapping is kind of like the pattern of the 3D body. But in order to do this, you need a program who's going to do the UV mapping for you. I'm using Blender, but it's not quite so easy as some of the very simple shapes in Blender. The UV mapping works fine, but a lot of them they don't, and it's quite complicated with it. So that is the hardest part between using these programs, Shaper 3D and Procreate, is that you have to be able to have the UV mapping. Now, I should point out that it doesn't matter whether it's Shaper 3D or if you're using another 3D program. Procreate, in order for Procreate to work correctly on the bodies and for you to be able to properly put color on the bodies, you will need to have the UV mapping, which will basically be each of the parts or pieces of that onto a map itself. So that's where it becomes a little bit complicated and a little bit complex between these two, is this UV mapping aspect. But so if you are looking to use Shaper 3D and you want to use Procreate, then you need to also put in a program like Blender. Now, Blender is a free program, so it's not going to cost you to use Blender. But you're going to have to learn Blender, which means you're going to have to learn another program. And you're going to be able to have to learn Blender's UV mapping aspects of it in order for this to work. But if you can master those three things, it doesn't take that long to UV mapping in Blender itself, then you can really have a great program which allows you to be able to do all these unique finishes on 3D bodies. And that really is one of the great things about the marriage between a 3D program like Shaper 3D and a 3D program like Procreate, is that the fact that I can work these two together, with, of course, the help of Blender and the UV mapping, is we can put some very unique finishes on these 3D bodies. This is why I love this. I think it's great for someone to look at who's looking to do product design and wants to have more ability than just putting like a material finish on a 3D product. If you want to actually put a design on a product or put something unique on a product, then definitely you should look at something like using Procreate. We've written a blog post on this, which is basically called Shaper 3D and Procreate Perspective on Home Decor and Furniture Design. And even though this is very much for home decor and furniture design, it can be used for many other types of designs or many other types of products that you might want to use using these different programs. This is Anita from the Global Trade Gal. We've hoped that you've enjoyed this and that, if you've enjoyed this, give us a thumbs up. We'd love to have you subscribe to us, be part of our community. And we just, really appreciate having you here. We know without you, this would not be possible. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you to our technical team for helping putting this together. It's never easy to do technical things like this. As we all know, technology can sometimes be a bit frustrating. Thank you so much.